So, every Sunday morning, sa ating teen Sunday school, pinag-aaralan natin ang buhay ni Pablo. Now, question. Why do we need to study the life of Paul, by the way? What is the implication or importance of studying the life of Paul? Bakit mahalaga na pag-aralan natin yung buhay na Pablo? An idea. How about you, Cham?
Kasi po, siya yung writer ng
Okay, that's good. Siya yung maraming sinulat sa New Testament. So, if we understand yung buhay ni Pablo, we have a background sa writers ng most of the epistles. Any other else? Yes, Joe.
Because Paul tried the hardest to be more like Christ, so by studying his life, we can be more like Christ.
Okay, that's good. So, he can be our model in following or imitating Christ.
So,
how about others? How about you, Mike and William? Bakit kaya mahalaga na pag-aralan natin ang buhay ni Pablo? Tingin mo. Yes.
Kasi po, yung sa mga sinulat ko ni Paul, trying to be better Christian or
Pablo. That's good. Napakagandang sagot. Okay. So, in continuation, we are in Acts 23. We are in the part ng buhay ni Pablo kung saan siya makukulong in his life, in his imprisonment. Review questions. Anong dalawang grupo kung saan si Pablo ay nagbigay ng depensa? Can you give two groups of people to whom Paul gave defense? Yes.
The Jews and the Sanhedrin.
The Jews and the Sanhedrin. Okay, so, and in here, in Acts 23, verse 12 to 25, it contains the conspiracy to kill Paul. So, today, ang pag-aaralan natin are two events. First is the conspiracy or the plot to kill Paul, to kill Apostle Paul. And the second one is his journey to Caesarea Maritima. Caesarea Maritima. In Acts 23, verse 12, so remember, Paul at this point of time, he already gave defense or testified to two groups of people. First is the Jews, his fellow countrymen, and the second one is the Sanhedrin. That's what we discussed last week. Now ngayon, in Acts 23 verse 12, titingnan natin yung unang event, yung conspiracy, yung planong pagpatay kay Paul. Now in Acts 23 verse 12, "And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul." So here, the Jews conspired together and bound themselves under a curse, swearing that they would neither eat nor drink until they have killed Paul. So, ang nangyari dito, may mga Hudyo na nagsabi, tandaan nyo, itong point na to, kakatapos lamang nung trial ni Paul sa Sanhedrin. At alam natin yung naging kaguluhan sa Sanhedrin at iniligtas si Pablo nung mga sundalo. And dito, yung mga Hudyo, some of the Jews, planned to kill Paul. At ang kanilang conspiracy is, sabi nila, hindi kami kakain, hindi kami iinom, hindi kami kakain, hanggat hindi namin mampatay si Pablo. So they made a promise that they would neither eat nor drink until they kill Paul. And in verse 13, "And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy." So merong 40 or 40 na mga katao ang gustong pumatay kay Pablo. In verse 14 and 15, bahagi ng kanilang pagpaplano. So nakita natin dito, they made a promise or swear that they want to kill Paul and they will not eat until they kill Paul. So there are 40 Jews who wants to kill Paul in verse 13. And in verse 14 and 15, here, "And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, 'We have bound ourselves under a great curse that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, and we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. So, ganito ang naging plano. Yung 40, yung 40 men, approach the Sanhedrin. So, yung chief priest doon and elders, those are the members of the Sanhedrin. And they said, could you ask the soldier, the chief captain who is responsible in taking care of Paul, and can you ask him to send Paul to the Sanhedrin again, because we want to ask him something again. So ang sabi dito nung 40, pwede ba na kinausap nila yung Sanhedrin at sinabi nila sa Sanhedrin, ipatawag niyo muli si Pablo upang siya ay pumunta dito sa Sanhedrin, at ang gagawin namin, pag nagta-travel na si Pablo papuntang Sanhedrin, i-ambush namin at papatayin. So that's their plan. They approach the Sanhedrin and instructing them to ask the chief captain to bring Paul down further for further questioning and to ambush and kill him on the way. So ganun yung naging plano ng 40 men. Now, sa tingin ninyo, will it be successful? So, magiging successful kaya yung plano ng conspiracy? Will it succeed? Will it succeed? There are 40 men who plan to kill and slay Paul. So they made a good plan. So they asked the Sanhedrin to ask Paul to go back to Sanhedrin for further questioning. And then along the way, they want to ambush and kill Paul. Now my question is this. Do you think, will it be successful? Yes, we know that they're not successful. But my follow-up question is, why do you think that it would not be successful? Sa tingin nyo, yes, alam natin sa buhay nito, hindi naging successful yung 40 na to, kasi we know na nabuhay pa si Pablo at nakapunta pa siya ng Rome. Pero ang tanong ko, in your opinion, or in your idea, in your opinion, why do you think it would not be successful? Yeah, William.
Because the Lord had already told him he would bear witness also at Rome.
Yes, that is verse number 11. So, the answer for my question is verse number 11. The will of God for Paul is not to be killed at that point, but to put Paul to bear witness also at Rome. So, plano ng Panginoon kay Pablo na hindi siya mamamatay doon. Hindi lamang siya magiging witness. Hindi lamang siya magiging witness sa mga Hudyo at sa Sanhedrin, but also sa Roma, sa emperor. So, that's why we know na hindi ito magiging successful. And in order to save Paul, God's intervention is this, in verse number 16. Tingnan ninyo, God's intervention. In verse 16, and when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. So this is God's intervention. Paul's nephew heard of this conspiracy and went to the castle to inform Paul. So yung pamangkin ni Pablo, napakinggan yung plano ng 40 Jews na gustong pumatay kay Pablo. At nung napakinggan ng pamangkin ni Pablo, so binanggit niya to at binigay niya, sinabi niya kay Pablo, pumunta si Pablo doon sa castle at sinabi niya kay Paul na, Paul, merong gustong pumatay sa'yo. At ito yung detalye. Papatawag ka ng council again at along the way papatayin ka. And in here, in verse 16, this is God's intervention. Why we know that? Because verse 11 says, God's will for Paul is for him to go to Rome as well, to bear witness at Rome. So let's see the details. In verse 17 and 18, then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he had a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who had something to say unto thee." So what happened is, Paul then called a centurion and asked him to bring the young man to the chief captain as he had something to reveal. So, sinabi ni Pablo, "Oh, pamangkin, aking pamangkin, pumunta ka sa chief captain." Tumawag si Pablo ng isang sundalo at sinabi niya, "Sundalo, yung aking pamangkin ay merong babanggitin, impormasyon, at papuntahin mo siya doon sa pinuno ninyo ng mga sundalo." So in verse 19 to 22, itong nangyari. "Then the chief captain took him," yung pamangkin ni Pablo, the nephew of Paul, "the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, 'What is that thou hast to tell me?' And he said, 'The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire something of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they would neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee?' So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charge him, 'See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me.'" So ang nangyari, yung centurion na tinawag ni Pablo complied, and the young man told the chief captain of the plot. Then the captain, after hearing the boy's warning, sent him away with a strict order to keep the information secret. So ang nangyari, ito yung pamangkin ni Pablo, napakinggan yung mensahe nung planong pagpatay, pumunta kay Pablo at tinawag yung sundalo upang itong boy, yung pamangkin ni Pablo, ay makausap yung chief captain. At nung ang nangyari, yung pamangkin ni Pablo binanggit lahat at ipinalam lahat ng impormasyon sa pagpatay ng mga Hudyo. So, the information about the conspiracy reached the chief captain. So, ito ba ay aksidente lamang na nangyari, or do you think it is God's intervention? Of course, we know it is God's intervention. Why? Because we know ang will ng Panginoon ay para kay Pablo na makapunta ng Rome. So, that's what happened sa conspiracy. Now, in verse number 23, ito ang naging plan ng chief captain in order to save Paul from the plot. In verse 23, it says here, "And he," that is the chief captain, "and he called unto him two centurion." Yung centurion dito na tinutukoy, the two centurion is the 200 soldiers, 200 Roman soldiers. In the Bible, or in the Roman soldier, in the Roman army, a centurion is 100 soldiers. And having two centurion, it means there are 200 soldiers. So, in verse 23, "And the chief captain called unto him two centurion, saying, 'Make ready 200 soldiers," so yun yung centurions, "to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night." So ang naging plano ng chief captain, just to save Paul, tumawag siya ng 200 centurions and commanded them to prepare 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night. Yung third hour of the night, it's around 9 o'clock p.m. in our time. Sa Jewish day, ang first hour of the night, ang kanilang gabi ay nagsisimula sa 6 p.m. The sunset. When we say, for example, sunset happens 6 p.m. The first hour of the night is 7 p.m. Second hour is 8 p.m. Third hour of the night is 9 p.m. So around 9 p.m., ito ang naging plan ng centurion, ng chief captain. Maghanda kayo ng 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen. Yung by the way, yung word na three score, it means 60. When we say one score, it means 20. So for example, can you give me 1 score of oranges? So it means, can you give me 20 oranges? So dito, yung 3 score na tinutukoy dito is 60. So yung horseman is around is 70 because 3 score and 10, so 60 plus 10 is 70. And 200 spearmen to go to the Caesarea. So imagine niyo full horse army ang kasama ni Pablo sa pagbabyahe from Jerusalem to Caesarea. Now, we don't have a map right now, but if you remember the map, ang Jerusalem, imagine niyo, here's Jerusalem, ang Caesarea ay nasa dito sa coastline ng Mediterranean around Joppa. So, that's Caesarea, northern part ng Joppa. And I think I have map in the Bible. I can show it to you. So ito. So ito yung Jerusalem. Ito yung Jerusalem. Ito yung Caesarea Maritima. The coastline. Jerusalem to Caesarea Maritima. Now, why Paul... why they travel to Caesarea Maritima? Because the governor or the proconsul is residing there. Remember, the province of Judea, who is the ruler, the Roman ruler of Judea? What do you call him? It's called a governor. So the governor, yung parang opisina niya, his office is in Caesarea Maritima. So the chief captain decided, oh, let's send Paul to the Caesarea Maritima, the capital of the government, something like that. So dito in Acts 23, in Acts 23 verse 23, so there is an army who escort Paul to go to Governor Felix around 9 p.m. And in verse 24, Acts 23:24, and provided them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix, the governor. So ito naging plano ng chief captain. Maganda kayo ng mga sundalo at bigyan nyo din ng beast or ng kabayo ng masasakyan si Pablo sa paglalakbay nila. Kasi ito, napakalayo itong lugar. It probably would take them all night just to travel. Actually, they need a stop. We're going to see that later on, but it's a long travel. So what the chief captain said, bring Paul with an army to escort him because there are Jews who wants to kill him. Samahan niyo si Pablo ng mga sundalo kasi may mga tao na gustong pumatay kay Pablo. At bigyan niyo din si Pablo ng masasakyan na kabayo or probably kabayo or bees upang masakyan niya. And verse 25, this is one of the important thing that we need to see. In verse 25 to 27, and he wrote, the chief captain wrote a letter after this manner, Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. So, ito ang naging solusyon ni Claudius Lysias. That is the name of the chief captain, Claudius Lysias. Si Claudius Lysias, or the chief captain, gumawa siya ng sulat para kay Governor Felix. Yung Governor Felix, he was the procurator or governor of Judea nung mga panahong ito. So, gumawa siya ng sulat, the chief captain Claudius Lysias wrote a letter to Felix explaining that Paul had been taken by the Jews and was about to be killed. But Lysias intervened, learning that Paul was a Roman citizen. So, binigay detalye. Nagbigay ng detalye yung chief captain sa kanyang sulat para kay Felix, the Governor Felix, para ibigay yung detalye, sino tong taong ito? Bakit ito ay bihag? So, ibinigay yung detalye na ang mga Hudyo, pinagkaguluhan si Pablo at gustong patayin at niligtas lamang siya ng chief captain. So, and then also in verse 24, nakita natin, in verse number 28 and 29, And when I would have known the cost whereof they accuse him, I brought him forth into their council, whom I perceived to be accused of questioning of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of ban. So, sabi ni Claudius Lysias kay Governor Felix sa kanyang sulat, upon investigation, Governor, I found Paul accused of matters concerning Jewish laws, but with nothing deserving of death or imprisonment. So, ipiniliwanag dito ni Chief Captain sa sulat niya, Governor Felix, itong taong ito, ito'y inakusahan ng paglabag ng Jewish law. Pero sa batas ng Roma, sa batas ng empire, walang batas o walang paglabag itong taong ito na karapat dapat sa kanya na mamatay at makulong. So meaning, wala siyang criminal case in terms ng Roman law. So binigay detalye dito ng chief captain yung mga bagay na yun. In verse 30, and when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for that man, I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accuser also to say before thee what they had against him, farewell. So yun yung end ng kanyang sulat na binanggit din dito. Upon hearing of the plot against Paul, Lysias decided to send him to Felix for his protection and order his accuser to present their case before the governor. So, the chief captain decided na in order to protect this Roman citizen, Paul, the chief captain sent Paul to governor. Not only para siya ingatan, para yung governor mismo ang mag-judge or mag-try sa kaso ni Pablo. So that's what happened. So basically, in verse number 25 to 30, it contains the letter. Sulat ni Claudius Lysias to Governor Felix informing the governor the case of Apostle Paul. So ganun ang nangyari. Now in verse 31, ito na yung kanilang pag-travel. In verse 31, then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. Antipatris. So yung Antipatris dito, it is the Antipatris was located about halfway. So kung ang distance ng Jerusalem to Caesarea Maritima is around this, Antipatris is in the halfway. So nagkaroon sila ng stop, meaning in order to rest, in order for them to refresh, because it was a long travel. So, the soldiers followed the order of the chief captain and they brought Paul by night to Antipatris. So, yung Antipatris, halfway to. In verse 32, on the morrow, kinabukasan, nung biyahe nila, they left the horsemen to go with him and return to castle. So, what happened is, the next day, the horsemen, yung mga sundalo na may sakay, nasakay sila sa kabayo, ang sumama kay Pablo papuntang Caesarea. At yung iba, yung mga soldiers at yung spearmen, bumalik na ng castle. So probably at this point, they figured out, oh, we are safe now. The Jews are not here anymore. So let the horsemen escort Paul to Caesarea. So upon arrival in Caesarea, verse 33, upon arrival in Caesarea, they delivered Paul and letter to Governor Felix. So, verse 33, who when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. So, yung mga horsemen, yung mga sundalo, idiniliber o ibinigay si Pablo kay Governor Felix kasama yung sulat ng chief captain. Kasama yung sulat ng chief captain. And in verse 34 and 35, and when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear thee, and said he, when thine accusers are also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. So what happened is, after reading the letter, Felix, the governor, asked Paul from which province he was, and learning he was from Cilicia, Felix said he would hear the cause when Paul's accusers arrived, And Paul was then kept in Herod's judgment hall. So ito na nangyari, nung dumating na yung mga sundalo at si Pablo kay Governor Felix at binasa ni Governor Felix yung detalye na sulat niya ni Claudius Lysias, nalaman niya yung detalye, ito yung si Pablo, pinagkaguluhan to ng mga Hudyo, gusto siyang patayin ng mga Hudyo, iniligtas siya ng mga sundalo. At ang sabi ng Governor Felix, Pablo, taga saan ka? At sabi ni Pablo, galing akong Cilicia. Meaning, yun yung kanyang province na nanggaling siya. At dito, sabi ni Governor Felix, before kita kausapin, before I investigate your case, I will wait for your accuser to come in Caesarea Maritima. So yung mga Hudyo na nasa Jerusalem, magbabiyahe sila papuntang Caesarea Maritima. And on Acts 24, this is the third defense ni Pablo. Remember, first defense is before his fellow countrymen, before the Jews. The second defense is before the Sanhedrin. The third defense is before Governor Felix. So, ang question ko, going back in Acts 9, tingnan nyo, in Acts 9, Acts 9, 15 to 16, this is the commission of Paul when he got saved. Ito yung utos ng Panginoon kay Pablo bago siya masave. Verse 15, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Pansin ninyo, he will bear the name of Christ before the kings or before sa mga hari, before sa mga ruler, at before sa mga tao. So, at this point of time, Paul was fulfilling the will of God. Na hindi lamang siya, yes, alam niya na mapapahamay, may danger na mapatay siya, may danger na mabitay siya sa kanyang kaso, pero Paul knows that he is doing the will of God. So, as an application ng ating lesson ngayon, alam natin na pinoprotektahan ng Diyos si Pablo habang ginagawa niya ang kalooban ng Diyos. Now, God, as an application, we see in this passage, in this narrative, that God protects Paul as he does the will of God. Na makikita natin dito, imagine ninyo, paano, probably our question is, how Paul's nephew heard the plot, the conspiracy? It is God's protection. So, dito sa narrative na nakita natin dito, we understand, I want you to understand that Paul was doing the will of God. We understand it in Acts 9 that he would bear the name of Christ before the kings. And he's doing it right now. We see also in Acts 23 verse 11 that Jesus Christ said that you must bear witness also at Rome. So that's the will of God for Paul. And we see, based on this narrative, even there's a danger, even there's a conspiracy to kill Paul, to ambush and kill Paul, God intervenes through his nephew, and God saves and protects Apostle Paul. So, in application sa ating buhay, whenever we are doing the will of God, we can expect, whenever we do the will of God in our life, we can expect that God would protect us. Not all the time. Why we understand not all the time? Because we know that there's some times the will of God doesn't, sometimes the will of God doesn't necessarily convenient for us. Imagine nyo, for example, Stephen, the martyr in the book of Acts. He is doing the will of God, but God chose that he would be martyr at the time. Not God chose, meaning God didn't save him from those hands that killed him. So, but my application, the application that I want you to see right now is, if we are doing the will of God in our time, we can expect that God would protect us. We can expect that God would help us in what we are doing. And that's what happened to Apostle Paul. Na habang ginagawa ni Pablo ang kalooban ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay, pwede nating i-expect na tutulungan tayo ng Diyos at iingatan tayo ng Diyos sa ating ginagawa. So don't be afraid to do the will of God in our life. So, next week, titingnan natin his third defense before Felix, and we will see his defense to King Agrippa, and we will see his defense to Caesarea, to the emperor later on. So, by the way, last week, William asked me about the high priest, and I just checked it. They are different people. Annas and Ananias. So they are different people. So Annas is different from Ananias. So I was wrong in the question, the answer that I gave to William. And I talked to you. I just discovered how they're different people. So do you have any question? Meron kayong tanong? Any question? So next week, tingnan natin yung third defense. William, can you pray?
Lord, we thank you that we're able to meet in your name and worship you, and we're thankful for all that we're learning from the life of Paul. We thank you for Brother RJ that's willing to teach us, Lord. Thank you for him, and I ask that you'd fill him with your Holy Spirit as he preaches this morning, and also my dad in the afternoon. And I ask that you just bless our worship of you today. Help us to glorify your Son, in Jesus' name.